Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan, guys. Hello, hello. How are you all doing? You know what time it is. I don't need to say too much. You know what time it is. It's Friday, 7 p.m. and we're live on Radio Africana. And I welcome you to Memes and Minds with Esther. Guys, how have you all been? You know, every time I come here, it feels like forever. Because I like being here. I want to talk. I always want to talk, as usual. You get me? So, guys, how you doing? Hope you're good. How you getting ready for Christmas? I can't believe next week is Christmas. Like, literally, 2025 is literally over. We literally just did January Watch Night here. So, how come we're getting to 2026? The year is moving really mad. I can't lie. It's moving mad. But anyways, it's a good thing to be alive, you know. We're grateful to God for how he's been keeping us so far. I mean, it's not easy. And please do work to celebrate yourself at the end of the year. Get yourself something nice, okay? You've worked all the whole year from January till December. You've been working. You've been going to school. You've been trying to chase the bag, chase the degree. It's not easy. So get yourself something nice. You don't have to spend a lot, okay? Just appreciate yourself so you can do better next year, okay? But yeah, next week is Christmas and the week after is a new year. Get into 2026 with a good mindset. Hope you're ready. Hope you've planned yourself because 2026 is going to be a banger. A banger. But anyways, guys, let's get right to the gist of today without wasting too much time. So if you've been following our series so far, because I know some of you don't, but it's okay, I forgive you all, it's fine. I started the series called Adulthood for the last couple of weeks, and we're talking about adulthood in general. And I must say we can't use just an hour to talk about adulthood. We need to keep going, because it's an endless conversation, honestly, or discussion. It's really endless. We need to keep talking. But yeah, so our first episode, we spoke about what we thought adulthood would look like, because we all feel like we've been lied to. We've been deceived, guys. We thought adult was gonna be so sweet, so smooth. Like, we thought everything was sorted out. That's cap. We was daydreaming, honestly. But adulthood is not what you think it is. It's more serious than you think it is. Okay. Lessons that I've learned now. And then the next episode, which was last week, I wasn't airing live from the studio, so we had our Instagram IG live. We had our IG live when we had different guests. Most of you missed the live. It's all right, it's fine. I'm just gonna give a short recap about what last week episode was about. So firstly, we had guests come in. We had guests of like different age, like they're in different stage of their life. So I asked them a few questions about if they were really lied to, if adulthood is what we thought it was, and they all agreed that it's not what we thought it was. So literally everyone was lied to, but it's fine. And then we spoke about the difference between childhood or you transitioning into adulthood. We had different discussion. It was amazing. It was epic. So next time we have Instagram live, please make sure you join, because you get raw content. Okay. Because the guests that I bring in, they're not just some sort of boring people. They are people that they've got a lot of things to talk about, so you're gonna learn from them 100%. So whenever we have Instagram live, please make sure to participate. Okay, thank you. So that's that for our last two episode. So today, still on Adulthood 1.3, because the first series was Adulthood 1.1. The other one was last week was Adulthood 1.2, and this week's is Adulthood 1.3. I don't know how long it's gonna go for, but ask the spirit leads. Okay, so I've titled today's discussion as becoming an adult, and the reason I'm talking about I'm really bent on talking about adulthood is because I feel like my listeners, they're not just people who are adults. Some of them are transitioning into adults. Okay, my show is for any age can listen to it. Okay, there's no age restriction. Okay, anyone can listen to it. My little sisters are probably listening to me right now, so you better open your ears and listen and clock it. So adulthood is not just, this series is not just for anybody that's an adult, but anyone transitioning into the phase of becoming an adult, or you're a kid, because it's gonna help you. Okay, so becoming an adult, what does it entail? What does becoming adult means? Mind you, adulthood or becoming an adult is not just by age. In the UK, yeah, when you're 18, you're an adult. In Nigeria, when you're 18 as well, you're an adult. That's what we all know. When you're 18, you can do whatever you want to do. You've got your freedom. You have better opportunities because you're now 18. Because when I say best opportunities, it's because in the UK, yeah, there are some jobs that you can't apply for until you're 18. So when you turn 18, you have more opportunities. Okay, so when you turn 18, you're now adult. But mentally, or in reality, it's more than that. Cool, when you're 18, you're adult, good. But are you ready to face life? Are you ready to... I'm sorry, guys, I have cough. Pray for me. But anyways, so becoming an adult is not just you turning 18. It takes more than that. Also, you could even become an adult even before 18. In terms of like how mature you are mentally. Mentally, because trust me, guys, if you are not mature mentally, oh God, life will hit you so hard. Honestly, life will hit you so hard. So my point is, adulthood is not just you turning 18. It takes more than that to become an adult. Okay? I've seen someone that's 16, 17. When you have conversation with this person and the way they think, it's so much or like on another level. People are like that. They're not 18, no. But their level of maturity is something, girl. It's something else. And then you come across people that are what? 23, 24, and they act... Not even... What am I saying 29, and they act like they're what? 16. It's level of maturity. Level of exposure. Okay? So adulthood is not just by age. It's how matured you've become. So, I'm going to be talking about few things that I've put down, because I like putting things down because my brain tends to forget sometimes. But yeah, so I've put some things down, and first is, what does becoming an adult means? What does it really mean? What does adult means? What does adulthood means? What does it entail? Okay, now you know the deal. If you have any comments, if you feel like, okay, I can answer this question, go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_, drop your thoughts there. Tell me what you think. Because Memes to Minds is not just about me, the host. It's about you, the community. Okay, so it's not just about me. So don't leave the discussion for just me. Okay, so what does adulthood really mean? Does it mean turning 18? Does it mean getting your own house? Does it mean having freedom? Does it mean when you're big? Or does it mean what does it really mean? These are things that I've put down, and if you have anything in contrast to this, please, Instagram page at memes_minds Minds at memes_minds_. Tell me what you think, okay? Now, I've said adulthood is not about age, like I said. It's about maturity and realizing that you are no more a kid. Also, it means you starting to have a sense of responsibility. You start becoming responsible for your action. You start to realize that, okay, I've done this, so I need to take, you know, responsibility for this. Okay? So, you start to realize that I'm no more a kid. I need to do this myself. I need to get this thing going. Okay? You don't need to wait for someone to tell you, do this before you do this. You start thinking, if I don't do this, this is the repercussion. And if anything happens, I'm going to be the one to be blamed for. You start having some sense of like maturity and some sense of like you being responsible for your actions. Okay? Now, becoming an adult, you start to redefine your success. What success really means to you. What success really means to you. When I used to grow up, I said, when I'm finally an adult, I will have freedom. I will have freedom. This just, it just came to my mind now. I will have freedom to do whatever I want to do. I don't have to seek for permission. I can go wherever I want to go. I can have lots of friends if I want to. Like, nobody's going to tell me what to do. I was like, okay, when I grow up, I'll do that. Bro. Now, that reality is kicking in. The adulthood I've been waiting for. I'm finally an adult now, but the thing is, those things don't even bother me anymore. I'm at a point in my life where if I have any single atom of freedom, oh my days, I will misuse it. In terms of like, I'm always busy, I'm always doing this, I'm always doing that. So if I have any spare time, I'm either sleeping because I need to rest, I need to reset my brain. And this was me years back saying, oh, when I grow up, I will have freedom to do whatever I want to do. I can do whatever. I'm not going. That was me years ago. I said that we have lots of freedom. But now, reality has stolen that freedom. Oh, God. When you are working back to back, you're working, and then you finally have one single day off. Oh, God. My sister can testify. Whenever I have a day off from work, let's say the next day I'm off from work or school, I'll be so happy. I'll be dancing. My sister will be like, why are you happy? What's going on? I'm like, I have a day off tomorrow. I'm excited because those days rarely comes. You see? So now, everything that you're praying, that you say, okay, you're a kid, you want to have this, or you want to have this. When you grow up, reality kicks in, and then you have a mindset that has changed. Now, like I said, when you start becoming an adult, you redefine what success means to you. You redefine what success means to you. Some of us, before we got into adulthood, we thought, okay, we have, you know, billions in your accounts, or you do this, you're successful. But I feel like ever since we turn adult, we discover that it's actually more than that. Obviously, money is good, obviously, but other than money, something called like peace of mind, you know, achieving things on your own, you start redefining what success means. Is it just having lots of money in your account, or is it having that money, having peace of mind? Because trust me, some persons have billions in it. Like, they're not billions, but they have money, but that peace of mind is not just there. Maybe because of one thing or the other, but that peace of mind is not just there. So success might mean something else for you. It might mean something else for me. Okay? You redefining your success might mean, okay, I'm redefining my success based on what I want for myself. Okay? Someone might say, let's say a person A might say, okay, if I get a house, that's me being successful. Someone else might say, if I get a land in Nigeria, that's me being successful. everyone with their different goals, okay? So you start to define success based on what you want for yourself, based on what is aligning to your goal, not just by what every other person is doing, okay? Also, I said you start working towards your goal independently. You don't need to wait for someone to tell you you need to do this because you have a goal. Nowadays, people don't even tell you what their goal is. Honestly, they don't tell you what their goal is. There's a saying that goes, work in silence and let the noise bring, is it let the sound or let the noise bring the success or something like that? But I don't know, I'm not good with motivation and talks, please. But what you do know what I'm talking about, like work in silence, and then when you've achieved that thing you've been working towards, you then make the sound, you then become loud. That's it. So you start working towards your goal. You don't need anyone to tell you, you don't need anyone to tell you do this to become successful. You don't even tell anyone your plan. You're working independently. You're doing things on your own. You're doing things on your own. That's, and this links back to taking, being responsible rather, because you're working towards something. You have a goal that you want to achieve. So whatever happens along that line, you're accountable for your actions. So it all works together. So adulthood means a lot. It means a lot. It entails a lot. Okay? Now, becoming an adult, your identity shifts. Your identity shifts. If you used to be the type that, when you were growing up, you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. You're the fighter. You're the fighter. Oh, God. We do lots of things when we were growing up. In terms of like in primary school. Oh, God. Some of us, we don't take no for an answer. Some of us, we don't take no for an answer. Like we are everywhere. Like we want, we always, some of us, we just want to be violent. We want to relax. Okay. And then some persons are like, some persons when they were growing up, like I said, that the violent type, like, that the bad guys, that like the bullies in school. But ever since they start growing up, they start, you know, seeing life from another perspective. Their identity starts to shift. It starts to change. Okay, I've seen some movies, not even movies. I've seen some persons, like, we used to go to high school together. And they have like, there are some names that we call them because they choose to be called to be called that names, anyways. And these names, I'm telling you that these are not the names their parents gave to them. Like, they bear like different names on register. But like their guy's name, you could hear strong names based on how they act in school. When I say strong names, I mean like when you hear those names for the first time, you'd be like, okay, this is a no-go area. So people like that, years later, we'll call them that name that we used to call them back in high school, and they'll be like, no, I don't answer that name anymore. Please call me by my name. Why? Because they've experienced life. They've seen that, okay, life is not about answering strong names and being violent. It takes more than that. Okay? So your identity shifts. You start to discover more about yourself. You start to know what you're passionate about. Yeah? And then you start knowing things and doing things that align with your goal. You don't just do things because you want to do things. I'm talking from experience. You don't do things because you want to do things. For me, right, personally, any decision that I'm making now or anything that I set my hands to do, if it's not in alignment with my goal, I ain't doing it. I'm not. I've seen this thing. I've pictured it in like in a long run, and I've seen that, okay, this is not gonna be a favor to my career. This is not in favor with my goals. Then I'm not doing it. Why? Because I've discovered about myself. I've known what I want to do. I know what my goals are. So I'm working towards it. So if anything that I set my house to do now, it's not in alignment with what my goals are, then I'm not doing it. I'm just wasting my time, innit? So why should I do something that will not benefit me? I don't get it. But yeah, so as a matter of you making decisions that you know will, you know, that's in the same path as your goal. Okay, now you start to experience, or you experience things that shapes your mentality. Experience, they say, is the best teacher, but just pray that you don't have the worst experience of your life. I keep saying that experience can either mold you or break you. I know when people say experience is the best teacher, they said, oh, like some persons, if you give them your, let's say you're talking to someone and then they tell you, oh, this is what I've been going through, I've had difficult time, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then you tell them, I say, I understand. Like, you don't understand, you've not been there. You've not been there, have you? So I get when people say experience is the best teacher, but sometimes just pray you don't have the worst experience of your life, because an experience can either, it will break you, it will crush you down. It will crush you down. I was having a discussion with my teacher in school the other day, and we're talking about why bad guys do what they do, why criminals, why is crime rampant? Like, why do people get involved in criminal activities? Why? And then we say, okay, some person say, okay, maybe they're bad guys, they are just intentionally just being wicked or whatsoever. But then I said, I'm not saying crime, I'm not so in support of crime, no, God, I beg. But I feel like every villain have their own story. Like, every villain have their own story. There's always a reason why you're doing something. So these criminals you see every day, some of them have, maybe they've been traumatized, and the only way that they could, you know, surpass their hurts is by hurting other persons. Now, if you've seen the story of Grinch, how Grinch stole the Christmas, oh, that's my favorite Christmas movie, and I can't wait to rewatch it. Matter of fact, I've watched it last week, but I'm going to watch it again. But yeah, how Grinch stole Christmas. Now, they've painted Grinch, if you don't understand that story, they've painted Grinch at first as someone who's wicked, someone who's evil, someone who's sad, someone who doesn't like happiness, someone who likes seeing people sad. That's how they've painted Grinch. But the same Grinch has his own background story. And at the end of the movie, they told us why he's been like that. Not because he wants to be an evil person, but because he's been hurt while he was growing up. The same people that are judging him now are the same people that turned him to the monster that he is. So my point is, experience can either break you, crush you, make you a bad person, or experience can mold you to become a better person, because you're like, okay, if I've experienced this, then I don't want someone else to experience this. So experience shapes your mentality. It shapes your mentality. It does. But at the same time, pray not to have worse experience. In terms of like people you interact with, in terms of like your relationship, either romantic or with your friends, in your workspace, in school, randomly, you will definitely have some sort of experience. So that experience might teach you a lesson and say, okay, maybe next time I'll do like this to make it better. Your mentality starts to change. It starts to develop. Because you can't tell me that you are 20 years old. You can't tell me the same experience you've had a 9 year or a 10 year old has have it. No, it's different. Okay? And as you tend to grow up, as you tend to transition into adulthood, your mentality transits as well. Okay? Now, you start to have some sort of emotional maturity, in the sense that you know how to handle your emotions better. I can't lie, I'm a living experience, guys. I'm a living experience. In terms of like, when I was growing up, I get angry. Like, I'm not saying I'm perfect now, but I'm still learning, innit? But it was worse before. Like, I get angry. Like, you could tell me one word and I'll be taking the piss. No, you can't tell me that. Matter of fact, I hate criticism. When I was growing up, like, don't tell me what to do, don't correct me. I know whatever I think, that's the right thing. Don't tell me whatsoever, don't tell me otherwise. I do not like criticism. No, I don't want to hear it. No way. That was me when I was growing up. And then whenever I get angry, I just say whatever I want to say. I just talk how much they hurt. I'm not even joking. But when my mentality started to like develop, becoming an adult, I learned how to handle my emotions better. And then I learned how to take like criticism. Like, I now know how to take feedback, digest it in, right? And then work on those things. Obviously in school they gave me feedback. I won't this is what I'm talking about, experience, okay? So I've been in school, and then when I've done like a work assessment, my teacher gives me back feedback, right? And then I start working on those things. Obviously she's giving me feedback and she told me, okay, this is where I could do better, this is where I did not do good. Obviously I can't get mad at her. I can't say, no, don't tell me. No. Why? Because it's a school setting, you can't do anything. It's what you've done is your work. That's me being responsible. That's me taking, you know, responsibility for my action. Okay? And now experience has taught me to be calmer and then to accept criticism. That's what I've learned from that experience. That's why I said, link back to what I said, experience shapes your mentality. So I've learned now that, okay, definitely what I'm thinking is not everything I'm thinking is the right answer. Okay, definitely people are going to tell me this is the right thing. I need to take in those things to work on myself and be the better version of myself. If I don't take correction, how am I going to be the better version of myself? So you becoming an adult, your mentality starts to develop, okay? You start to handle emotions better. In terms of like when you're angry, you know what calms you down. You don't lash out. I tell them, whenever you're angry, you don't need to go shouting. You need to calm down, reset. Think about what you've done, reflect on what you've done. And then you come back to speak. You don't shout at that point. Because shouting will not do anything. It's making matters worse. And then when you finish shouting, sometimes when they finish shouting, they'll be like, I don't know. Especially one of them, she'll be like, I don't know why I shouted. I'm sorry, bitches. I'm sorry, mom. I'm sorry, sis. I'm sorry. I didn't know why I shouted. I tell them, you need to calm down. I understand that you crashed out, but you need to calm down. So as time goes on, you start to learn how to manage your emotions. You know when you're getting pissed, when you're getting vexed. You know when to calm down. Okay? You know, you learn emotional stability. In terms of like, you're angry, you don't want to hurt somebody else's feeling. Obviously, what someone has done to you, maybe someone has upset you, you know how to balance your emotions and how to communicate to tell that person. Not in an aggressive way though. Tell that person, this is what you've done that I don't like it. You know how to balance it, and you're thinking about how your action is going to affect the other person, because life is all about you. So you learn how to balance your emotions. Don't go all crazy. Calm down, relax. And then you learn how to communicate your feelings better. You know how to speak. If someone says something mean that you don't like, you tell this person, okay, this is what you've said, I don't like it. It might even be that whatever the person said, they didn't mean it the way you thought they did, but because you've spoken up, they've cleared the air, everything's back to normal. That's one thing about me. If you offend me, if you do something that I don't like, I tell you straight up. I tell you, okay, I might be pissed at that minute, but I'll come back and tell you, okay, what you've done before, what you did, I did not like it, I did not appreciate it. Please let it not repeat itself. And then they may tell me, oh, I didn't mean it that way, I'm sorry. Okay, that's fine. That's it. Communication. You speak up however you're feeling, or any other sort of feeling, whatever, however you're feeling, just try to communicate. Okay. Also, in terms of like emotional maturity, you start to think before you respond. Because some persons, a lot of these, some people, they don't even think. Whatever just comes to their head, they're saying it once. Like sometimes when I hear some person think, I'm like, did you just say that? Did you just hear yourself? Like replay that. I'm like, what? Honestly, some persons don't think, analyze first, and think of how their response is going to hurt the other person. They just say words, and something about what is, when it's been said, it's said already. You can't take it back. You might say, I'm sorry, but it's been said, it's been said. Okay? So, when you start transitioning into adulthood, in terms of emotional maturity, you start to think before you respond. Now, back to my experience. Years ago, if I'm having an argument with someone, I don't care. I don't want to hear what you want to say. I will say, I want to speak. And sometimes, I don't even think. I just say whatever I want to say, however I'm feeling at that point. But now, when I'm having an argument with someone, I let them speak. Okay, tell me what you think. What's going on? I want to hear what you're saying. And then, during that time when the person is speaking, I'm trying to like, okay, understand what you're saying and look for a better response or better approach to what you've said. That's emotional maturity. Think before you respond. Even the Bible says it. Be quick to hear and be slow to respond or be slow to answer. Yeah. But yeah. So guys, let's go on a short little break. Just a short break. We're going to be listening to Adulthood by Lyde, because adulthood indeed is a scam. We've been scammed. I know I've played the song 2 weeks ago, but I want to play it again because we need to think about our adulthoods, please. So yeah, when we get back, we carry on. I'll be right back, guys.
Nobody go ask if you don't chop. Nobody go send you free money. If you not get now, you sabi. Adulthood na scam.
That you're looking for love, yeah. Cause I want you, yeah.
Now what you let me believe? Now what you let me believe?
As I wake up this morning, landlord don't call me. My body don't ring my phone. Say where that thing where you promise me. I know say you no go believe. Them no tell me say that so you dey be. I beg you take me back to days when you be say not just to play and jump for. No get now, you sabi. You know feel easy, your body. But if not them need you, they go come to you. Come, they give you different
story.
This is super story, yo. Though the story touch me, yo. But I know if send you money, yo. If I say make a calculate, but now they spend from Monday to Sunday. They make me reminisce on those days. We pocket money, go yak back for my pillowcase. Now I got send the money, lole. Everything where I want, I must bail. More bail. I fit to give anything to become a child. I want to become a child, okay, yeah. I want to play inside that, yeah. Oh, cause I don't do nasty.
Welcome Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Adulthood by Lady. Adulthood na scam. I remember when this song used to be so popular. I can't remember how many years ago, but I do know like it's a long time ago. And this song trend. It actually did. And people, some person was using this song to ask for money. Like people really took advantage of it. Like someone will send you voice notes, and then the first thing that comes up is Adulthood na scam. You already know what that person is going to. You already know. But yeah, this song was really trendy like years ago. I remember back in Nigeria, it did. But yeah, so guys, if you're just joining us a bit late, but I forgive you. We're still on the topic, becoming an adult. I've hit like on different things, and my main question is, what does becoming an adult means to you? Yeah, and you can always drop your answer on our Instagram page at memes_minds_. Okay, and tell us what you think. Right, so continuing from where we stopped. So I spoke about emotional maturity. Your mentality starts to develop, and then the next thing I'm going to talk about is independence, or the last thing, because I need to give time for memes of the week. Because on our last episode on Instagram Live, I don't think I gave memes of the week. I think I gave, but we're just two or one, I guess. But anyways, let's go on. So last thing about what becoming an adult means to me is being independent and self-reliant. This is the main thing for me personally, okay? Independence in terms of like, you don't ask for anything, you just get it going, you just do it yourself. And you trust yourself to do it. Even if you're at the point of like, at your lowest point, you still don't want to get help from anyone. You're doing it on your own. Because, I don't know, for me, I feel like the reason why, you know, some of us are independent and we don't like really asking people for help is that we just feel like, how do I put it now? We feel like if that person wasn't there, would you not do it yourself anyways? Even if that person wasn't there, you have to do it yourself. So I used to like getting things done. If there's no help, there's no help. We gotta get things going. There's some level of maturity. The way your mindset develops, eh? I said that sometimes I'll just be on my own. Like I'll just be sat like on the bus going home, obviously, and then I could be miles away. What am I thinking about? I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just thinking about, how do I get this? How do I achieve this? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I said I was in class the other day. And then there was a picture on the wall. I was staring straight into that picture. My focus was on that picture. And then my mate sat next to me. I think she called my name like twice, but I did not respond. And then she tapped me. She was like, Esther, are you okay? And I looked at her. I was like, yeah, sure, I'm good. What's up? She was like, you've zoned us for like 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Guess what I was thinking about? I told her, I was like, I'm thinking of how I'm going to clock out from tomorrow's work. That's how crazy it is. I wasn't even thinking of clocking in. I'm not thinking of even getting up from bed, going to work. How do I clock out from work and get back home to sleep? I was just thinking, okay, when I finish, go upstairs. My fingerprints, boom, get my stuff, off I go. That was what I was thinking about. I didn't even know I was that zoned out, honestly. nah. Ha, no. And then there are sometimes I'll be like, okay, how do I plan this? Okay, I've got a goal for this month. Okay, I'm getting there. So what do I need to do next? Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. Okay, your brain is just working real fast. Because if you don't get things doing by yourself, no one's gonna do it for you. You won't wait for someone to tell you you've got work tomorrow, or you won't wait for someone to tell you you need to do your assignment, or you need to do this, you need to do that. You don't wait for people to tell you that. You already know you've got to do it. That's just you becoming an adult. You don't wait for someone to tell you, especially when it comes to like your success, or when it comes to like your goals, you achieving something you wanna get. Especially that, you start taking actions. I was listening to this sermon by Pastor Irene, and then he said something. He said that, what's the word? There's a way he quoted it. I can't remember, but then he said something like, your goal is only achievable if you start working towards it. You take actions. That's when it becomes a goal. Because you might just say, okay, next year I'm going to achieve this. But if you don't get yourself doing it, if you don't put action into it, it's just going to be a mirage to you, because you're seeing it but you're not getting it, because there's no action. It's just like in a car. You're sat in the car, you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to Manchester, but you're not moving the car. You've not turned on the engine. You're gonna be there. You're seeing Manchester from afar. You know that there's some parts in outside Manchester, you start to see like them tall buildings, but you're not actually in Manchester, but you can see tall buildings from afar. That's how your dreams are like. You're literally sat there, you're seeing your dreams, but there's no action, you're not moving. When I thought about that, I was like, yeah, I think that's a good point. So my advice real quick to you is that if you have a goal, work towards it. I'm not saying I'm perfect, because sometimes I tell myself I procrastinate. Not all the time, guys. I procrastinate because I'm tired. That's the only reason. But some persons, it's a bad habit. You tell yourself, I'll do this tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, I'll do it tomorrow. Get up and do it, man. Time's going. Put actions into it. Get yourself doing something. Don't just sit there and say, okay, next thing I want to achieve this. If you don't put actions into it, if you don't accelerate, nothing's going to happen. Okay? Also, you don't feel like you need to ask for help in terms of like being independent. Like I said before, some persons are just, I'm doing it on my own. I don't want to ask for help or whatsoever. I'm gonna get this for myself. And they trust themselves. That's where the self-reliance comes in. They trust themselves that if I get this, if I do this, I will get what I wanted, what I'm dreaming about. If I get myself doing this, I will definitely achieve my goal. That is self-reliance. You trust yourself that much. Because you feel like, I'm independent, I don't need anyone to do this for me. Okay? So yeah, that's my perspective about becoming an adult. It entails a lot. It does entail a lot. And as time goes on, the next episode, which will be after Christmas, guys, we're going to carry on with Adulthood 1.4. We're making progress, aren't we? We are. That's why you can't miss any episode of Adulthood. You can't, because Adulthood, this topic is literally for everybody. Everybody, okay? You're definitely going to learn a lot. I'm learning, because as I'm speaking, I'm learning, okay? So make sure you don't miss any episode. So we're going to carry on from where we've stopped today. carry on next on our next episode, because we have to, or I have to give you memes of the week. You know the gist, you know the vibe. You know the gist, you know the vibe. Memes of the week. It is not, see, Memes of Minds is not complete without memes. It's not. It's called Memes and Minds, not Minds and Talking and Talking and Talking. Obviously, we talk about reality, but life is not, it's not that deep, but you have to laugh, you know? So I've got, you know, just few memes that I want to talk about. But before then, I was scrolling on Instagram today and I saw a news on Manchester News that says Manchester has been named one of the kindest cities in the UK during the festive period. To some extent, I agree with this. To some extent, no, I don't. Because it's giving fake. I'm sorry. Why are you just being nice because it's Christmas? But at the same time, I agree, because during Christmas, you get, you know, people are like, they're jolly, and then you get presents, you get Christmas presents. At the start of this week, one of my class, my teacher got over 20 gifts, like it was literally on her table, over 20 gifts from students. And I'm telling you, they are from students, not even from their colleague. Like, students are just being nice, gifting people, gifting teachers, and teachers do the same. Like, some of our class, some teachers have come, they've come with, like, you know, bucket of candies, of sweet, of, my teacher made cookies. She made cookies. I was like, okay. She made cookies, like, homemade. She didn't buy it. She made it for, like, the festive period. So, yes, to some extent, I agree with this, that, okay, UK is one of the kindest cities in the world. I don't even know, but one of the kindest cities during festive period. People are being nice and all that. But the question is, after Christmas, do they keep being nice or they go back to their usual self? Of course they do. Let's not whine ourselves, please. But yeah, so first meme, okay? Someone said, Christmas is next week and people's gifts are still in the store. Guys, if you know my Christmas present is still at the shop, go get it, please. Time's going. Christmas is less than 7 days already. Please. Please. Right, next meme. UK weather got me going to work at dark and come back at dark. That is how crazy it is. I go to work when it's dark and I get back when it's dark. I don't even see light of the day. It's that bad. And tell me why it's not even snowing. That's what's pissing me off. I'm hearing this Christmas song. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It ain't snowing. There's no snow. But yeah, what's actually going on? I thought it was going to snowball. Let's see. You never can tell the air. I mean, we've got 10 days to go, so yeah. So next meme. In Africa, we don't eat breakfast on Christmas Day. I love this Christmas meme. They're making me giggle, okay, I love the memes. So in Africa, we don't eat breakfast on Christmas Day. We starve until the real food is ready. This is true. I agree with this. In Africa home, oh my days. That feeling of like, there's cooking going on at the background, like fried rice, jollof, pounded yam and melon soup. Oh my days. That Christmas Day, we don't care about any other food. Even if it's 1 p.m. that the Christmas food is ready, we'll wait. I think it's just a tradition that we're used to. We just can't help it. We just cannot help it. Next meme. Chris says, I know I'm getting old because kids outside without a jacket gets me mad. It is true. Like, oh my days. Last weekend, in Manchester, I saw people wear shorts. And when I say short, I don't mean like short that's like your knee length, like above your knee. Like, you could literally see their thighs. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Are you having summer on your own, on your own side, and I'm having winter? Because I don't understand. Is it not the same weather that we're having? I don't know how people do it, but nah, it pisses me off. Like wear something, cover up. It's freezing, mate. It's freezing. Come on. Next meme. Nobody's seen you at your worst more than the workers at a store you live 1 minute away from. I repeat that. Nobody's seen you at your worst state more than the workers at a store you live 1 minute away from. This meme, I'll explain the way that you understand, because when I read this meme, I was like, what? It wasn't structured properly. But yeah, so you live, let's say, 1 minute away from a store, let's say a one corner store. Okay, is it one corner store? Corner store, rather, or one pound store, a corner store that's like literally like 2 minutes or 1 minute away from your house. Those people see you every day. They see you when you dress nice. They see you when you look homeless and wretched. And I think the corner shop next to my house, they've probably seen me at my worst, because my sister as well. I said my sister would be going to the corner shop and she would literally wear anything. When I say anything, like, she would dress like someone that don't have fashion sense. And I'd be like, why are you wearing this? So she'd be like, bro, I'm just going to the corner shop. I'm like, what? But when you see her on other days that she's dressed up, she looks amazing. She looks gorgeous. But like going to the corner shop, yeah, she's not bothered. Whatever she wears, whatever she wants to wear. But yeah, so if you have a corner shop around your house, just know that those people, they've seen you in any outfit you can possibly think of. But yeah, so guys, the last meme, I wouldn't call this a meme, but it's just a quote that I came across that I really, really love. And this is something that I'm going to take into 2026, and you should take into 2026 as well. It's some sort of like motivation or advice to, you know, girlies. But I mean, a boy can take this advice. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to read it out. Please make sure you listen, okay? And then we call it a day, or we call it a night, or call it a week, call it a year. So, girl to girl, read your Bible, buy skincare, drink lots of water, exercise, eat healthy, fruits and vegetables, stop late night food, know your people, stop pushing yourself to join a clique, start that business, invest in your looks, work on your mindset, travel, go out, treat yourself, read books, learn skills, become a woman of value. Emphasis on become a woman of value. Money is not your enemy. Desire it. P.S. No more mediocrity in 2026. This is something personally I'm taking into 2026. I'm going to drop this quote on our Instagram page. So in case if you want to go back and read it again, reflect on it, you're free to do so. Okay. So these are things that will help in 2026. My advice is, obviously we have one more episode before 2026. So my advice for you is that before you go into 2026, plan. Have a plan. And pray before you plan. Don't pray after you've planned. Pray before you make that plan. Pray before you make goals for yourself for 2026. And you will surely get it. Try to be the better version of yourself. Adulthood is not easy, but with better planning, better mindset, better approach, and with God by your side, you will definitely smash it. You will smash it. Okay? So, guys, we have come to the end of today's episode on Memes and Minds with Esther. Woohoo! Talking about adulthood. So, make sure you join our next week episode, because we're carrying on from this discussion and there's more to come. And next week will be after Christmas. So guys, have a lovely Christmas. Whatever you're gonna do, enjoy, live to the fullest, go see some friends, I'll spend time with family, go out, make memories, wear that Christmas jumper, wear that Christmas hat, you know, be very festive, because Christmas is a festive period. Okay, so I will talk to you guys after Christmas. Do it to have a lovely, lovely, lovely evening, a lovely weekend, a lovely Christmas, a lovely week ahead, and I will see you guys and talk to you guys on our next episode. Don't forget to follow our Instagram page at memes_minds_, because we're dropping content back to back. Okay, thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Christmas, my favorite time of the year.
Time of the year.
When the joy love's always sweeter. And the chicken's always bigger. Wait. But remember. Yes, remember.
Just remember.
Let's not forget 10% of streaming costs for loyal. That's okay.
Yeah.
Hello, my dear. You are not doing talking this Christmas.
Yeah.
Go to market and find me an ostrich.
Everything in a full gazi. Whether in a house or a pool party. We like to go party to 5 December. We are coming outside. Christmas is the best season to chop rice and to chop chicken. All of my guys get the dough with the tiger. All my girls gonna show with the fine clothes.
And you know, love is available. This special miracle is nothing without love. Let it show, show everywhere you go. Tell everyone you know.
Just got back from Germany.
Yes.
And everybody wake on my party. Start to shake for you, start to spray money. Kijo Mole, make a note you day for me. Whether you day Miami, I be you day worry. Sorry for the person when no one
said. And you know, love is a very